Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Sugar-free Snicker brownie. Like, what is that?
You're our Air One with the glistening sweat with the yoga pants.
Yeah, they got all kinds of good sugar-free stuff nowadays.
But wait, though, Max.
Yeah.
Factual.
You're getting... Yeah. The brownie for a reason.
Yeah, for the taste.
You're not getting it to less sugar.
You know why you get it less sugar? So you can promote it on Instagram.
No, you do it so that when you're almost 50 years old and you sit on your butt for a living, you don't get too fat. That's why you do it. I know all about it.
My city is just unbelievable, though. Some of the stuff, man.
The L.A. stuff.
It's just, man, I'm born and raised here. Go ahead, Maxie.
No, just keep going.
I was going to say, I'm born and raised there, and sometimes I'm really embarrassed.
Yeah, by the kale smoothie crowd?
No, it's just all that, but it's how, when you look at the people. And you know me, I'm always eyeballing and labbing people, and I just look at how they move around, Jay. And I'm sitting there going, come on, man, seriously. Like, there's no need to buy that. That doesn't taste good. It looks dry as hell. It's
like social pressure.
Max, yeah. We got a video sent to us. I'm not going to say by who. But the video, the girl was being driven to school. Like, I didn't see. We need to take back roads instead of 405. I need to stop and get my kale smoothie.
Right.
I don't want to be late for school.
I'm like, the video.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, video. You're 16. What is going on
here?
I knew
someone in L.A. who was walking around without shoes on. I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "I'm earthing."
Earthing. Yeah.
I said, "Okay, hold on.
Connect.
Time out. What do you mean earthing?"
Yeah. Connect.
Well, because you get certain things from the earth if you walk around. So I said, "Okay. Have you bothered to look?" Oh yeah, I did. It's really true. Da da da. So I said, "Let me Google this for you in 5 seconds and dispel this nonsense." So you Google it. Yes, you are getting electrons, just like you rub against anything, you get electrons. You think there's some special electrons in the earth
you're
getting?
I think connecting to your foundation means a lot for your soul.
Connecting to the foundation of Mother Earth is, with your bare feet is a special
thing. Or you can pay $200,000 a month and, and support like Kanye.
The interesting thing, we'll have that offline conversation.
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other subject.
You know,
you don't talk about it?
I must admit, in my life, though, being in L.A., growing up poor in South Central L.A., the whole deal, but then all of a sudden, I went from the east side to the west side, and I found myself falling into certain traps that the west side have laid down for you.
Product of your environment, man. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's so weird. I found myself at times, not now, but at times, well, maybe sometime, found myself just going and sitting outside and enjoying the day and drinking apple juice in a place where I shouldn't even be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
Where are you? Oh, I'm at the park, sitting on the bench, just admiring.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's different. A truck backfires, you don't jump, right? Like, you're still relaxed.
LA,
yeah.
You drop your kids off at some schools, it feels like national security is there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of
course. It's a different world.
Oh, absolutely, because there's a lot of high, and I'm sure around big cities like this, the playgrounds and the schools aren't like L.A., but I'm sure they have security and things because of the high net worth individuals, celebrities, and stuff like that. And L.A. has just happened to be that way all over the place.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. My favorite, you guys see the Spider-Man cartoon movie, whatever they call that, Into the Spider-Verse, something like that? At any rate, at one point, the father's dropping the daughter off at school or the son off at school. And, you know, like, my kids do this too. Drop me off over here if I'm walking them or they want to go be with their friend. They don't want to be embarrassed. And I think the dad's a cop or something. So he does over the, you know, the thing on top of the car, the loudspeaker, you know, I love you, you know, really loud so everyone could hear it. I make sure to do that with my daughters when I drop them off at school, when they're trying to play it real cool on the way. Mira, I love you. Dad.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You like fried chicken, right?
Why is
no,
that
I'm
even,
saying you like
I mean,
it.
The fact that you looked at me and asked me that question seriously is so disrespectful.
Not. I just said, do you like fried chicken?
Of course I like fried chicken.
Love it, and I don't have to think twice about
fried
it.
Fried chicken right now.
I should have asked Max, you like fried chicken?
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking this because I'm sitting here thinking, there's literally places at the crib where
healthy
it's not real.
What is healthy fried chicken? There is no such thing.
Meatless chicken.
Yeah.
What?
It's vegan stuff.
What?
They're like, you know how we have Popeyes and KFC and those sort of places? Well, there's a vegan chicken place that only serves vegan chicken.
Let's talk about something else, because I can't
go
down that path.
It's crazy to me.
Right now.
We're wild.
I can't.
You know, my
vegan chicken.
You know who I could see eating meatless chicken? Aaron Rodgers. That's who I could see eating meatless chicken. Northern California guy. All right. Aaron Rodgers plans to play.
Why are you getting mad at me?
That was your best transition of the week, Max.
That's right. Shake and bake, yeah.
Remember that? Shake and bake?
Yeah. Shake and bake was good, though.
Shake and bake, baby.
Shake and bake, it's not real, but, you know, if you
wouldn't have
like my Jesus in the tuxedo.
It's healthy fried chicken, basically.
Shake and bake? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I remember my mother tried to make that one time we was young. Mommy, if you don't stop, shake and bake.
Shake and bake, tally.
You know, for a diet.
Nights, yeah.
All right. Oh. Aaron Rodgers plans to play after good news on his scans. He was on the Pat McAfee show. Listen to this.
Well, we're not eliminated. I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week. 8-4, 4-8, 12-0, 0-12. I'd be wanting to suit up this week because that's what you do. When you're a player, you go out there, and if you can play, you play. You don't need some doctor to give you an excuse. Oh, man, I don't know, maybe one more week. You can go out there and compete, and you have competitive greatness in your body, in your heart, in your mind. You go out and play.
In your heart, your body,
competitive
in your
greatness
mind.
In your heart and in your greatness. Mind.
But he's right.
By the way, can I say something? The whole point that he made about the doctor saying, take another week is key. I know so many dudes from the time I played that literally like, you're going to be your pinky or your toe. You can't. Like, there's always something.
Yeah,
there's always something for some players.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to find an excuse. And look, I've always liked Aaron Rodgers. I get him. I understand him. Maybe it's a West Coast thing, whatever you want to call it. But I like him even more now because of what he just said. And that's so true in professional sports or any sport for that matter. They are individuals in this sport that look to check out, not check in, if you know what I mean, Max. They're looking to get out of the game.
No doubt.
Even though he knows in his heart of heart that there is a slim chance that they make the playoffs, but there's a larger chance that they don't.
He can go. He's getting paid.
Like,
he's a professional.
I'm going to still play opposed to checking out.
Do you think this raises the respect level for Aaron Rodgers when people hear him say this? Because there's a lot of stuff around him considering people still reference everything that happened this past summer, right? And then they go into this summer. Will he still be there? Does he want to be part of
this
team long term?
No, that was two summers ago.
And this summer.
What did he do this summer?
And this summer. There's the whole thing you're thinking of this summer, Key.
This summer, Key.
Yeah. And by the way, he structured the deal so that we might be going through the same thing this summer.
Yeah, I don't care. I was thinking about the whole other stuff.
Dominates more summers than Jay-Z in his career.
But I'm saying, like, playing through injuries, nobody really knowing about it, it coming out later. But still, that not being an excuse for him to not play. Then the obtuse rib injury. I'm still going to play. Just doing what you want your competitive leading quarterback to do, to compete.
I think to answer your question, those that have a problem with Aaron Rodgers are going to have a problem with Aaron Rodgers anyway. Those that respect him and like him, like me, are going to gain more respect for him and like him. Because
no, you know what? I've had mixed feelings. I've always liked him, and then there were some events and some things he did that I was like, and then I kind of soured a little bit. But so, like, I agree with Jay here, Key. When I hear him say that, and it doesn't feel self-conscious like he's putting on an act or a performance, it sounded like this is how this dude feels about it. It makes me like him more.
But I've never, ever thought, and I know we joke a lot on this show because this is what we do in the morning. We have fun. We want people to enjoy their ride to work or when they get out the shower to get dressed for work, watching us on TV. But I've never, ever felt, even when he went through all of the craziness and all, I never felt a certain way about him because, like I said before, I think because of where I'm from, that's just us in California. We're different, so to speak. You've been out there, you've both lived out there. You know how we are.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, you're walking on concrete with no shoes on, and you're living in a $30 million house, so you think it's okay.
You're in Burning Man doing ayahuasca, you know, experiencing. Yeah, and that's where it is.
But so, even the competitive greatness, you see, he's talking to some guru, reading some book, meditate, whatever it is, and he comes up with this thing, competitive greatness. And now that's his, like, the thing that's on his mind.
He's
just organizing thought.
He's going to continue to use that, and you'll hear other people start to use it as well in their press conferences. Competitive greatness.
That was a good segment, competitive greatness, guys. All right.
Winning time.
It is. It is in 5 seconds. It will be 10 past the hour. You're going to hear the winning word, and you text it to 777-000, win $2,500, or enter for your chance to win. It's that time.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day, $2,500 to four different people. One different person every single hour is going to text the winning word to 777-000. When you hear the following word, text it to 777-000. That's it. You're entered for your chance to win. We do it every weekday from now till the end of the show, December 7th. Here's the winning word of this hour. Done. D-O-N-E. Done. As in Aaron Rodgers is not done.
Not done.
In Green Bay. Or is he done in Green Bay?
We're not done giving away money.
We are not done giving away money. D-O-N-E. 777-000. Text it. You might win $2,500.
I want to do my Max Kellerman voice.
We're up over, we got to be over 50 people who've won each $2,500.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. He's talking to the producer. Can y'all please give him the right number?
You've changed like four times already in an hour.
I don't know. Hey, what day are we in the giveaway? Do we know this? Like, how many days has it been? I counted up. It started on a Thursday.
Well,
we were in Bristol.
Tell the audience what
Thursday,
I told the producers.
Friday,
they don't
Saturday,
need to
Sunday,
know that.
Monday,
I'm trying to
Tuesday,
help. Don't
Wednesday,
say y'all. Don't say
Thursday,
y'all.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wait, what did I just say?
Troubleshoot it in real time.
15th
Max.
Day. We've given away $142,500. After this hour, it'll be $145,000.
Okay.
See how quick he is at math key?
No, telling him his ear. Don't let Max pull the
No one said,
let
no,
pull
no,
the,
someone just said day 15.
New York
that's all they
slickness
said.
On you.
All they said was day 15.
I got two ear hustler. I got a New Jersey slicker to my left and a New York slicker to my right.
What's going to happen with the Packers and Rodgers in the offseason, guys? That's the question. It's going to be another offseason. ESPN NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler joins to help us figure it out.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose, and we are joined now by the great Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter.
The great... Hair always looks fly.
Yeah. Something extra today.
Juices and berries.
How much spray do we use? Do we use it in a can?
Huh? Jeremy Fowler? Like someone from a barbershop quartet in the 50s.
No, the
in the 50s.
I don't know. Yeah, that too. Yeah. But I don't know. But I don't know.
We wouldn't have talked back. We wouldn't have talked back then, Jeremy.
No, I don't know if you how you would feel about this, but Jeremy has that Superman look.
Yeah,
the
hair thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I was having a rough morning, and now I just got a confidence boost.
Yeah, he could have hit you with Jimmy Olsen. He hit you with Superman.
Superman.
I need you in my life.
Yeah.
Little Clark Kent.
I like it.
There it is.
You're talking about the barber.
You just
got to
get a free flow. The
barbershop quartet. Like, you know, those dudes singing on stage. You know, yeah.
He has a little.
But he drops bars, though.
He goes through it like that.
Yeah. Jeremy, we've been discussing.
There it is.
There, yeah.
Hello from California.
Yeah, there you go. Look at this.
Surfer.
Oh, look, I had a hair on this guy. Jay's looking very jealous over here.
My hair is fine.
What?
Exactly. I have no hair.
It's fine. It's
fine.
Good. Life is a lot easier. See, Jeremy gets out of the shower. It's a half an hour to dry your hair. This dude gets out. Jay gets out of the shower. He's dry already.
The whole process, Jeremy.
The whole process.
There's a process here. Let's not act like
7 minutes. I'd say 5 to 7 minutes.
So let it dry. How do you dry it?
Live.
It takes more. You blow dry your hair?
Yeah, you got to blow dry it, man.
Really? Blow dry with the comb.
Not
products with the I can't.
Not
depends
always.
If you're hanging out and it's going to dry by itself. But if you got to go in the morning, you got to blow dry.
So do you brush your teeth while you blow dry?
Man, we all
these are simple. I need to know these answers.
I've had a baldy and I've had a lot of hair, and I could tell you, life is much easier with a baldy. You especially the shower drying. Baldy. It is a pleasure to get out of the shower. You're already done. You're dry already.
Yeah, get out the shower. Do it.
Yeah, so I won't wait.
My ears are too big to go baldy. I gotta keep the hair.
7 to 8 minutes. That's it.
Dry.
Yeah, because you dry with a towel, and then you go over the top with the hair dryer, and then you put your stuff in.
What's the stuff? I don't know what stuff
back.
Is.
It's like
a pomade. You know, you get
a little pomade. Okay.
But not a pomade exactly. But it's the same idea. Yeah.
Okay.
It rinses out clean.
What are you talking about too?
I'm just asking you. I don't have hair like that. I don't know how it flows.
I don't think you'll ever have hair.
Never.
Like that. Yeah. It's probably.
Max, let's get the football.
All right. We were just discussing Aaron Rodgers' future. Yeah. Jeremy, so the Packers are playing a banged-up Rodgers instead of getting a real look at what they have in Jordan Love, and Rodgers seems to factor. His willingness to play and his desire seems to factor into this decision. What do you think about all this?
Well, they're paying him $50 million a year to play, and he's still one of the best passers on the planet. So it makes sense when there's still a 2% chance to make the playoffs. I know it's unrealistic, but there is mathematically a chance this week. I think if they lose again this week, there's a chance Rodgers and the Packers could talk it out and see what their options are. But, you know, I was talking to somebody in the league about this last night. It's like that would be a serious break of character by him to just say, oh, you know, it's cool, I'll sit. You know, you can play Jordan. Like, I just don't see that happening. Yeah, he's too competitive, he's too good, and he's too tough.
That's the thing I said yesterday. Like, he's not going to give way to Jordan Love, especially when you're mathematically still in it, even though Jeremy says 2%. That 2% feels like 50% when you are a football player playing on a team. You got the Bears, the Rams. Now when you get to Dolphins in Miami, depending on how the Dolphins do against the 49ers and where their psyche is at, once they win or lose that game, maybe you play him, you lose to the Dolphins. Now you think about the Vikings and the Lions, because by then you'll probably be out.
But see, Jeremy, everybody keeps focusing on this operative word, like mathematically they're still in it. I don't give them any chance of making the playoffs.
They don't give themselves
their defense is so bad. And they won their last 1 of 7 games, and I keep talking to Max about, because everybody's like, well, you know, that one time he said relax and they went on that run. I do not expect this dude to do it again.
Let me bring you back to a little bit of reality for me personally, though, Jay. In 1999, played for the Jets. We lost so many – I don't remember the number of games. Coach Parcells had made a decision to go with Ray Lucas. We hit fire. And we were like one game outside the playoffs, because all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, they're done. There's no Vinny. And it turned on. We were one game away from getting into the playoffs.
Did you make the playoffs?
No, but
2%.
If we win in Indy, we go to the playoffs.
Jay, 2% chance.
If they go to Jordan Love, they're going to run the table?
No. With Aaron Rodgers, they might get these four or five, you know.
A 2% chance is a 1 in 50 shot. If you had a lottery ticket and it was a 1 in 50 shot, you'd be very excited. Yeah. Like, 1 in 50, much, much stranger things have happened. And you win against the Bears, and they're favored to win. All of a sudden, it's a 5%
chance.
So you're
saying they're going to do it? They're going to do it?
Come on, man. Let's not get carried
away. The Bears, with or without Justin Fields.
Win.
Then you got the Rams. I don't even know who they start. Quay got dude off the street.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then
Miami.
You get to Miami.
At Miami. That's a tough one.
But
might be a trap game for Miami.
What if all of a sudden there's a ankle twisted here and a finger broken there and there's something, you know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Even if you cannot throw in the towel, coach.
And we're talking about the Green Bay Packers. We're not talking about the Detroit Lions or all these teams that every year they're rebuilding. We're gonna see what we got in the next guy. Like, they don't do that. Like, they're going to win out of pride.
Even if they do win five games, though, guys, even, like, their head-to-head matchups, like, Commanders and the Giants still have an advantage on them.
Yeah. Right? Giants are destroyed by injury right now.
Have an advantage on them from the wild card spot. So it's just try to win five games. A lot of other things need to go correct for them to get in the playoffs.
But, okay, before we move on to something else. If you throw in the towel before those things happen, you're defeating the
Packers. Yeah, I hear. I'm not saying that. I'm just, I don't expect them to make the playoffs. That's all.
Do you expect OBJ to be in Dallas? Or where do you expect him to be at, Jeremy?
I do, just because, you know, I've talked to enough people with other teams who believe that that's where he'll end up. I think the Chiefs are still a sleeper. Bill's a sleeper. But, you know, the Cowboys want to make this happen. Like, they've been clear about that, not only publicly, but privately as well. And, you know, they believe it's going to be fierce competition. He's going to have a market, which he's 30 years old, two ACLs. Like, nobody knows what he can do right now, honestly. Like, I know the Cowboys just want to get him in their building to take a look at him medically, to talk to him. Like, there's a lot that has to be sorted out here, and a lot's going to depend on the money. If he wants a big contract, it's going to be tough.
I bet you the Cowboys know what he can do. I bet you they do.
Yeah.
Will they give him
how, though? Like, just – has he got some videos?
I have a phone, and my friend can videotape me to show me running around and catching balls and cutting and doing some different stuff, right? I mean, like, there's ways to know without everybody else knowing what it is.
But do you want a multi-year deal if you're OBJ?
I just want to win at this point in my life.
But I'm saying if some team comes to the table with a multi-year deal and that's more money.
That's why I think the Giants have a shot.
Considering two injuries,
I think that's
back-to-back
part of the
seasons like that, you have to weigh that into the factor.
That's
right?
Part of the equation.
I think you do have to weigh it, though, but I'm at a stage in my career, if I'm OBJ, I'd have made a bunch of money. I'd have been, as he said, I've been in the rock star business already. I'm good. I want to win, because if I win, I'm changing the narrative.
The narrative has already changed, though, Key. Just won the Rams.
No. It's not changed. If you make a decision to go backwards and you chasing money, people are going to look, like you said, a multi-year deal. Jacksonville Jaguars giving him big money.
Saying, but what if the Bills give him a multi-year deal as opposed to the Cowboys?
If he wins a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a different level.
Odell Beckham Jr.'s star. Like, the way – because the future is not a set thing. It's in flux, right? Like, just imagine the whole Odell Beckham Jr. story and the level of his star for decades to come. If he was a two-time Super Bowl champion in L.A. and in Dallas with the Cowboys, making catches in the Super Bowl.
He's a get-over-the-top guy in Dallas. In Buffalo, he's just a guy. He's just a guy because Stephon Diggs and Davis is what they do. CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup aren't Stephon and Davis yet in their careers. This is a get-over-the-hump piece for the Dallas Cowboys. It's not a get-over-the-hump piece for Buffalo. So if I'm him, I'm looking at being that guy like Max say, where all of a sudden I go in there, I'm the second or the third guy getting my necessary touches late in games, closing out the game. I'm the closer. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, that just elevates to a whole nother level. It just does.
Okay, all right.
But does he trust Dak Prescott as much or more than he does Josh Allen.
Man, Dak Prescott, good. Jeremy.
He is good.
I mean, I get it. We love Josh Allen. Oh, my God, he's big, he's strong, he runs like Lamar Jackson, but he's bigger.
He hasn't had a good month either.
He ain't had a good month. He is giving the ball to the other team at a high rate at the end of games. Yeah. So I want to make sure that everybody understands Dak Prescott is a really good quarterback.
Jeremy, he's top 10 quarterback.
Before you get out of here, Lamar Jackson, they, you know, on the one hand, they keep losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter. On the other hand, they have double-digit leads in the fourth quarter to lose, and if you take those away, they're 10-1, right? Because there have been three collapses, and they still are in first place with seven wins. But is the way the season is playing out, does that have any effect on his contract, on the Ravens, all that?
Well, here's why I think it doesn't, because regardless of what he does this year, he's getting franchise tagged. Like, that's happening, and then he's probably not going to show up until August, and it's going to be this long, drawn-out offseason. Like, this has been the two-year blueprint, right? They weren't going to get a deal done last offseason because of the guaranteed money. They still, I mean, if
what's that average, though? 45 on the franchise tag?
It's like low 40s, I think, low it will shake out to be with him, which low is, 40. You know, like he'll sign that. I mean, he'll take that.
Can I just point something out? Because right now we're on TV and it puts up your bio and it says Jeremy Fowler.
These are the relevant.
ESPN senior NFL writer, revolutionized the 5 to 7 minute hair routine, Superman lookalike, and Pusha T super fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like this bio.
This is on ESPN too, right now.
I'm moving that right to the Twitter bio.
We need to keep this up nonstop so whenever you come back on the show.
Revolutionize the 5 to 7 minute.
This is big time.
I've always considered myself a revolutionary type guy.
Yes. In fact, as soon as I look at Jeremy, I think revolutionary.
Man, this show is good for my confidence.
All right. That is Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn Johnson says Superman lookalike. He made Jeremy's whole week.
I don't know the guy's name, but the latest Superman guy.
Oh, the latest guy?
Yeah,
latest
like one
guy.
Of the ones.
He looks like the...
What's his name?
Oh, no. Only Superman I know is Christopher
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, he kind of got that look.
It's like more of the traditional Superman.
I'll take
yes.
that.
Yeah. Where does Deshaun Watson rank among starting quarterbacks in the NFL? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks, Jeremy.
Kind of look like the Deshaun Watson we saw in training camp. Looked pretty similar to me. It's going to take some time, I think, for him to reacclimate.
It's different when you are on the practice field, when you are getting reps. He hasn't been in practice or hasn't played since the preseason.
Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, is now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Going on?
The Canter.
So professional, Max. I appreciate the introduction every single time.
Yes.
I see you with your New York Knick tie on. I see you.
No, this is not. Well,
they got a big, win
I'm
last night.
He's not a Knick fan.
I know.
Laker
I'm
fan.
Just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Though it was
New
a
York
Knick tie. It's an orange tie. That's
listen,
all.
I don't want to brag about the team that I'm claiming right now. So.
Are we cool?
We ain't got to talk about that.
If y'all can miss it the other day,
Russell Westbrook face ain't straight after he got hit by Zach Collins.
Hold on. See, so the other day we walk in and Key stayed up until the end of the. End of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth.
About a minute.
He came in talking a mess about the Lakers.
He's like, "Y'all, Jay, you keep talking about trash with the Lakers. We are." Right. I'm like,
"No, y'all not. We just lost to the Pacers. And Tyrese Halliburton went off.
What was it?
24 points.
It was Nimhart made that bucket at the end. Yeah,
But Key went to sleep. They were up 11 or 12 points in the fourth quarter.
Too that dude can ball.
No, but see, Canty, what they saying is, I went to bed by the minute 30 to go. I'm like, oh, it's a wrap. So I'm about to roast Jay. So I never checked when I woke up. I never checked the sound. I just figured we was up. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, I came in. I'm like, yeah, you ain't gonna be able to say nothing now. It's Key. Y'all just lost. I said, man, we didn't lose. We won last night.
Nah.
He looked down.
Nah, we lost.
He didn't even want to look it up. Nah, he thought lost. Jay was playing.
We might win some, but we just lost one.
I couldn't believe that. I was so mad. Anyway.
So, Chris, we've been talking all morning about the fact that Deshaun Watson – there are a couple issues. One, he's been off for a couple of years, right? But the other is, and we're talking about with respect to where he ranks in the league, right? You give a guy a ton of money, you're paying a premium. He's not just good in a vacuum. You're comparing him to everyone else who plays the position. Are you getting a premium? So he was top five consensus when last seen on a field. You want to say 6 or 7. You want to say 3 or 4.
Yeah, he's somewhere in that 5 to 7
right,
range.
Right,
last
something
saw.
Like
yeah.
that. All I think right. the consensus was that's a top five, even if it wasn't quite that quarterback. Now, but since then, Josh Allen has really ascended. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, this year Tua, et cetera, et cetera. Is he still a top 5 to 7 type quarterback considering how long he's been off plus the ascension of the young guns?
I think he's still going to be a top 10 quarterback. Now, he's probably going to be the back half of the top 10, but you think about the marriage of Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski in that run game, and as a defensive player, I don't know how you stop it. Listen, Cleveland Browns have been the best run game over the last 3 years in the National Football League. There have been a lot of people that have been flirting with it, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys. But it really is the Cleveland Browns as the best run game and Nick Chubb as one of the most consistent running backs. Now I get to put Deshaun Watson with that. Think about how deadly that stretch zone is going to be and then the bootleg off of that.
Plus Kareem Hunt,
that you're going to get with Deshaun Watson, with Kevin Stefanski moving the launch point. And now you have a bona fide number one wide receiver in Amari Cooper that can dictate front and coverage. I mean, this Cleveland Browns team is ready to take off. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to make a playoff push or flirt with the wild card this year. The schedule is soft over the next 5 or 6 games, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think they look at the back half of this season as a springboard into 2023.
Yeah,
the schedule is up on ESPN too right
now. Canty, I had him at 10 right now to start. I had him at 10, sitting at 10, you know. And so I think there's going to – the game – first of all, he's not injured. so he's healthy. The speed of the game is something he's got to get used to again, which shouldn't take long. I mean, it shouldn't take but a few games to really understand who's around, how it's moving.
Because but Keith, let me ask you this, because you're more in tune with the passing game in the NFL than I am. Doesn't the run game help slow down the speed of the game for the quarterback?
When I say speed of the game, yeah, it does. But when I say speed of the game, how fast they're getting up on him with the defensive lineman? How fast is somebody's coming off the edge? How fast does a defensive back flash in a window that looks like you could drive a truck through it? Then all of a sudden that thing slams.
Mm-hmm.
That's the speed. Now that 1-2 hitch, opposed to hitting the back foot, letting it rip. Sometimes that's what gets quarterbacks in trouble. It's just, you know, look, all they got to do is if they do this, and you up on them now.
Oh, yeah.
That mm-hmm. So getting rid of
pat it twice, you got to be on the ground.
Pat it twice, you're probably going to get hit in your head.
Yeah.
So he's got to get that out of his clock. If he can get those sort of things out of his clock, because in practice they're not hitting him. He can sit back there and practice on a deep 18-yard comeback and go, and it throws it, and everybody go, wow! Well, you don't have Chris Canty, 6'7", 290, coming to get you. You don't have that. It's a little bit different. So I think if he can get used to the speed of the game again, you'll see Deshaun Watson of old quicker.
Can I just say how much, you know, I love the NFL, the fact that Deshaun Watson goes through that whole process, and his first game back that they dictate him coming off suspension is at the Texans.
Oh, man.
It's just, that's what the NFL does,
and,
right?
And Jay, that's the part of it for me where it's like, if you were going to see any flashes of what Deshaun Watson was going to be anytime soon, it would be in this game.
That game.
It's going to be in this game.
Because
everybody's
playing,
talking about how rusty
game.
He's going to be. Think about how motivated this dude is going to be walking back in that building and playing his first meaningful NFL game in over 700 days.
Real quick, CC, because I know we only have you for another 2 minutes. We were talking about this yesterday, talking about Dak Prescott and whether they're going to get OBJ or not. And we asked a legit question. Who do you have more trust in if it came down to it? Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott?
Is that even a question?
I mean, small sample size for Joe Burrow. Right?
I don't give a damn.
Okay,
he took the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl. They hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years. That's all I need to know. And it was in year two.
Walked in the door. First time he played a full season, a throw away from winning the Super Bowl.
Stop. Listen, they might be in the same building. They got different views, bro. Different views.
I feel like it's Joe Burrow for me. I didn't say I was on Dak Prescott's side. Key?
I know I didn't say Dak Prescott. I feel more trust in him. I couldn't have said that. I'm not crazy.
You said it yesterday.
No, I couldn't have said that. The question had to be something totally different.
One dude been in the league 2 years and got 3 playoff wins. The other dude been in the league 7 years, got 1 playoff win.
But it doesn't mean.
What are we talking about?
Let me ask you a question, though. This year with how Dak has played,
maybe the question was this year.
If they have OBJ, like with what Joe Burrow's been balling out too. Like this year, though.
Joe Burrow's been balling out the last couple weeks, and he had the best wide receiver in the league in Jamar Chase.
T. Higgins ain't too far off, man.
No.
T. Higgins is
talented. Jay.
I didn't say he's best player in the
league.
I didn't say T. Higgins is far off from being the best wide receiver in the league, but he is talented as hell, man.
No, I'm not saying he's
number. T. Higgins is number one on a lot of teams, but not on that team.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Listen,
he's not number one?
Here's what I'm going to say about Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase is really good. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is really, really good. There's not an extra real good on either one of them. Different type, though. T. Higgins is not a yak guy. Jamar Chase is a home run hitter. He's a yak guy. He could take a little now route, which is a one step, you know, boom, there you go, and he might go the distance.
Yeah.
Well, T. Higgins going to run a 18-yard comeback down to 16. Jamar Chase ain't necessarily doing. It's just a different.
All I know is no receiver had more 50-yard-plus catches last year.
I'm taking Jamar Chase over everyone. You're saying he's number one, Chris?
Yeah, he's number
one. I would take him one, too. And by the way.
Think about it. Justin Jefferson, everybody's saying that he's gotten out to the best start. And it's true. The numbers say that. The best 3-year start of any NFL receiver in history.
That's true.
Remember that team at LSU when both of them were on the national championship squad? Who was the number one receiver?
Yep. And who is the quarterback?
Joe Man, it's all about
NIL, they was getting it down there at LSU, wasn't it? Man, I know guys that played at LSU that said they took a pay cut to come to the NFL.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Swagoo ain't gonna like that.
Swagoo's doing fine.
Swagoo was one of them.
He's already accounted for.
Swagoo showed up to Dallas in the middle of the summer with a white fur coat. Where we going, Swagoo? Swag, where we going, bro? We going out, dog. A white fur coat and a purple Range Rover. I'll never forget it.
I said, Range Rover?
I was like, this how we do it?
Purple.
I thought it was Cameron Marcus. For a second. Why, I thought it was Cameron. No, I was like, this how we doing it? This how we doing it in the NFL?
Oh, I got to ask Swag Bull about this.
Yeah, he had the big old fur coat on, but the coat was not like the laying down mink coat type. It was like the puffy.
Yeah,
like the puffy.
They call me Tacky Daddy. I got the tacky at
me. He was swaggy now. He was right. It was aspirational. Yeah. If anything receivers, else, man, I got to get my chips up.
Let me tell you, man, receivers can be judged a million different ways.
Right.
He's going to discount Devontae Adams?
Because Stephon Diggs.
I don't want to make this a conversation about who's the best receiver because it's pretty much what flavor you like. Yeah. All I'm simply saying is what Joe Burrow has done the last several weeks now having his team tied atop of the AFC North.
Everyone's trying to get past.
I mean, look at it. Everybody thought Baltimore was going to run away with the division in the second half based on their schedule. And now, if you're asking me to put money on one of those teams to win a division, I'm putting my money on the Bengals.
Everyone's trying to get past Patrick Mahomes. Oh, Josh Allen, this one, Lamar Jackson, that one. Meantime, Joe Burrow already got past him.
Twice.
Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. What kind of margin of error is there for TCU and USC? ESPN college football reporter Heather Dinich joins us to break down the latest college football playoff ranking.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Paul Feinbaum joins us.
Paul, 2 weeks ago, you really made fun of Keyshawn for USC not going to be able to be there. And I just want to state for the record, it's looking like they're going to be there. Anything you want to say to Key?
Yeah, not only do I think they're going to be there, they deserve to be in there. Keyshawn, we should have listened to you a long, long time ago.
Fight on, Paul, baby!
Look at this. We just have the all-star crew here in studio with us today. Talk to Jeremy Fowler, Chris Canty, and now in studio here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Heather Dinich. What's going on, Heather? ESPN College Football Reporter.
That's right. Thank Stevie you. Wonder for you. There it is.
This is a great song. He's talking about his daughter. But that's what he's talking about.
Did you have pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving?
Oh, here we go again. Pumpkin pie.
pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're an advocate for pumpkin pie.
That's right.
Pumpkin pie is delicious, but sweet potato pie is better. I mean, it's okay.
It's fine.
It's time for white people to give that one up. Wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say just give it up? Pumpkin pie is good, but black people also have to acknowledge pumpkin pie is good. Don't diss pumpkin pie.
Can I speak for all black people? What are you trying to insinuate
here? Sweet potato pie is better. It's okay. Both can be good.
Black folk, we eat sweet potato and pumpkin. We prefer
sweet potato pie.
That's all.
You know why you prefer it, Key? It tastes a little better. That's why.
It's almost
it
like
the same thing as the sweet potatoes.
We want you to just come on the show and talk college football. Please don't say that again.
Jay, why are you taking us? It's all Jay's fault.
To stick to sports.
That's the first time a man told me to talk more about football, less about the kitchen. So thank you.
Oh, look at that. What? Really?
No.
Okay. What kind of margin for error do you think there is for TCU and USC, Heather?
I think that there is no margin for error for USC. They lose, they're done. TCU, I think, has a little bit more leeway because at some point, guys, we're talking about getting in by default. You've got Georgia in, you've got Michigan in. If USC loses and TCU loses, I mean, who else is there? Then you're going to, well, TCU only has one loss. Ohio State has one loss. And then Alabama sort of creeps back into the conversation.
See, I feel like, and I love Sonny Dykes. I know him very well. And I feel like TCU is this year's Cincinnati for me. Like, do they really want to see Georgia and Michigan? Do they really want to run up on that? Do they really want to play the big boys? And I know that sounds kind of harsh because they're undefeated and they're winning and they put themselves in this position.
But isn't it more about them being deserving to have an opportunity against them more so than whether you think they can win the game?
I think either one, SC or TCU loses, neither one should be in it. I think Ohio State should climb back in and a two-loss Alabama team should climb back in if both of those teams lose. That's just me. But I'm not a voter.
But their job, and this is the never-ending debate, is it the best teams or the most deserving teams? This is the never-ending debate in college football. And if it's the best team, there are probably some people out there who are saying, well, I think Alabama would beat TCU.
I honestly think Alabama will wreck shop. A healthy Alabama team, they'll run shop on TCU. That's just me.
Heather, with the way that the Buckeyes got blitzed at home by Michigan, I mean, I was there. This game was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. How did they only drop to 5?
Well, a couple of things. One, the selection committee really still loves their wins against Notre Dame, Penn State, which is now a top 10 win.
Yeah.
Number two, those people in that room consider the fact that, hey, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know who was going to win the game in the first half. And that was the selection committee's number 3 team. It's not like Tennessee, which got hammered by South Carolina, which is now a ranked team, apparently. But, you know, it was a top 4 team. So the second half told a different story entirely. But the other thing, too, is are you going to drop Ohio State behind Alabama? And you look at Alabama's losses by 4 points. I understand that. But their best wins, guys, against Ole Miss, which lost to Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, and 1 point on the road at Texas, which was playing most of the game with its backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Feels like Michigan has the best win by far of the year, and you make a good case for them being number 1. To me, I think there's a very, very good case. What surprised you the most about last night's rankings?
Honestly, there weren't any huge surprises. I think the main takeaway was that Ohio State is in prime position to move in if there's an upset ahead of them. And the question was, is it going to be Ohio State or Alabama? Because, again, it goes back to coaches and players in the room who are sitting there saying, at some point, who's going to win this game?
Yeah.
But resume matters, what they see on film matters, and all of that played into it.
So all those championship games, then it sounds like it's getting ready to go out of the window. You know, they say, well, you got to win a championship to advance it to the Final Four. Seems like if Alabama and Ohio State get in, that won't be the case.
That is Heather Dinich. Quick, Heather.
Sorry.
Alabama and Ohio State only get in if there's chaos ahead of them.
Okay. ESPN College Football Reporter. There she is. Much more KJM coming up. Thank you, Heather.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.